We are learning Maseches Bar Metzia Daf Memches Mabeis, and we are starting on top of Memches Mabeis by two dots. It's said in the Mishnah of Ol Misha Para that if someone is choizer for money that he gives someone money and he says, you know what, I don't want it anymore, I didn't make Mashiach, I don't want to be choizer, no problem. No, it's not no problem, there's a Misha Para. Now, what does Misha Para mean or something? What does that mean? Zog to Gemara, we know what it means, it's an oinish, and it says that if someone changes his mind, he gets an oinish. So how do we do that? How do you get a Misha Para? When you get a Misha Para, what do you do? So itmar, I buy him my doing my din law. What you do is you tell him like this: you want to be chayzer, no problem, but you should just know there's a klal called mishapara. That's what Rabbi says. Rava Amar mele latinin le. You pull out your Gemara and you tell him, you want to be chayzer? Okay, mishapara ma'an chidar abam. You read the klal to him. You give him a klal. You give him a klal. That's what you do. That's fuck like this. I buy him my doing my din law. You let him know about it. The chesiv v'nasi b'am chaloy. Sorry, you're not allowed to curse someone. You're not allowed to give someone a klal. Chas v'shalom. So if you don't give him a klal, you just tell him. By the way, there's a klal here. Rava Amel Latinale. Why? The Chsiv Ba'amcha. The whole Isser is that Ganosi Ba'amcha Isar. But Isser Maisi Amcha. If he's doing Maisi Amcha, if he's being a good Jew, Zog Rashi, the Baha'i Lav Isser Maisi Amcha. The Chsiv She'er is Yisrael Le'yasu Avlo Yidam B'chazav. It says that Yisrael does not do an Avlo or do something wrong. They don't do these type of things. So it means if someone's chayzer from a purchase, he's called Isan Enei Maisa Amcha. That's what sounds like Rashi. It's a paladic thing. Zok Toisvis, the Ramask of Isan Maisa Amcha. He argues in Rashi. Loi Mikra Hai Enei Maisa Amcha. She Yemut Lekala Bechinam. Kiel Lekala Amekam Bezem Mishapara. Zok Toisvis. It doesn't mean that his mamish Enei Maisa Amcha. He's sitting with mamish like an Afraid Eid over here. That's not what it means. What it means is, it's a terrible thing, but that means that you can give him Mishapara. That's what it means. Zok to Gemara Vayter. Omar Rav, no Amilo. How do I know that you actually give him a klala, not Yishma Medim? Rav Chiya Yosef, Yavlo Yisrael Milcha. Rav Chiya Yosef was the seller, and they gave him money for salt. L'soif Yarkim Milcha. Maisa salt went up in price, so he wanted to be chayzer. He sold, for example, 10 pounds of salt for $10, and then before the guy was moishchit, it was now $20, and now went up to $20. So now the question is, he wants to be chayzer. So he figures he wants to be chayzer over here. He says, give him the salt for the $10 that you made up, he paid you already. And don't go, you can't say I want to be chayzer because I went up double in price. If you're chayzer, keep all the mishapara and recover mishapara. That's the story. Chiv Yosef was a big time chacham. So, if the story was that he just made dia him, think he didn't know the Mishnah. Brochir Yosef Bara Duyeh, you think he's a Bara Duyeh? The guy, this person was a Talmud Chacham Mufla, he knew about it. So you tell him, oh, by the way, you get a Mishnah, he knows that. So it must be Ella, Mai, that he's giving a Klala. Right, the Gemara of Ella, Mai, Leit, Meod, Latin, you give him a Klala. Brochir Yosef also blew the other two of the Rabbanon, you think he's a Makaval Klala of the Rabbanon, and that he's a big Talmud Chacham, you think he's going to do that? Ella, Mar says, no, the story was like this. The case was, he gave him a $1 down payment. And he was tying Rav Chiya Yosef that, you're right, for the $1 you gave me money for, I'm giving you the melach. The other $9 I want to back out. Because you didn't give me money for that yet. So now the shah is like this. How do you look at the $1? Is the $1 considered moyes kindness for the whole entire thing? And is mishpar on everything on 10? Only on the 1. What do you hold? Is mishpar on everything? Only on 1. So that was machlekes. You can't go wrong. Rav Chiya Yosef or Rav Yechanan. Either side, your good side. So I just want to know what you think. So the Gemara, so Ella Rechiv Yitzvei Ravnu Da Yavle. They gave him a down payment, didn't pay him fully. Who saw that connected to Ukaina? He held only connected to $1. The other 9 I could be chayzer. Well, Rabbi Yechidon connected to Kula Ukaina. He says no, it's kind of everything. The Itmar, a Ravain, a down payment. Ravam a connected to Ukaina. You kind of connected a down payment. Yechidon a connected to Kula Ukaina. Rabbi says you kind of connected everything. And like Rashi explains, Rashi is a chiddush. Rashi, this machleik is both by Karka and Matalthim. We know Karka Moses is kindness. You don't need a shikha by karka. You can't make a shikha on karka. Zog Rashi, a little higher up. Who saw bar? Can I get a coin? Look, Rashi. E mechiris karka who should nicknis bekesev, koine kinya gomer. If it's mechiris karka, that's nicknis bekesev, so then you koine with a down payment kinya gomer. The mechiris vatalim who koine le kinegla schaiv misapara. Vatalim koine misapara. Which means, if I give you a down payment, is it kinegla the whole thing? And nafmin is my vatalim, it's misapara, my karka, it's koine. Or only kinegla what I gave you. So it's Masvam Rashi, that even my karka, there's a tzad, that if you give you part of the money, it's not koina, which is a chiddush, but like part of that's what Rashi learns. So that's what I can see. Rav Ram Yechanan. If connected kind of connected kula kind of, and once you brought that in for cause of the story, we're going to bring down now a discussion in the sugi here about this idea: is a down payment kind of connected the whole thing or part of it? Itma, a Rava in not Itma. Mesa, very good. Once you're listening, Mesa. Hanoi saying a Rava in lechaveru. This brisa, like Moshe pointing out, is not the same aravin. This aravin is not a aravin of down payment. This aravin is talking about a case like a mashkin. Hanoisin aravin lechaveroi, but oimeloi imani choizebi evuni machalach. The case here was a different story here. Not the down payment. He made up to buy something. So I'm going to buy from you the watch, and to prove that I'm very serious, I'm leaving you here this vase. I'm leaving it to you, or I even leave you some money. But it wasn't a down payment. I left you something. And if I'm chayzer, you're going to keep that vase. You keep that thing. And the seller says, if I'm chayzer, no money crossed any hands over here. They just made up. The other guy says, I'll give you back two vases. Or we'll see, really, in Taisa says that it means that I'll give you Schayra, I'll give you merchandise, connected two vases. Halacha is a sky ma'atanoim. The condition, the tanai, the contract is makuyim. Divrei Rabbi Yisir. He says, I'm a smachta kanya. It's something to smachta. He says, you know what? If you don't do this, I'll jump off the bridge. There's all a smachta over here. Whatever you said, I'm going to give you this. That's a smachta. No kinyan over here. No nothing. He holds a smachta kanya, so the tanai works. Smachta kanya. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, no. Daya shikna kanya ravoinoi. That it's enough if it's kind of connected the worth of that mashkin, of that vase. And Omer of Shimon Megamil, the medvar amurim, this whole discussion is dafka, b'zman sh'oimeloi arvoyne yikoin. Only if he says that I want this a ravoin not to be a tchilas parayim, just to be a kinyan. So there, that's nothing like Rashi says. Because Rashi holds, Rashi shita is that kinyan kesef only works as a down payment. But if it's not a down payment, then it can't make a kinyan really. So therefore, it's nothing, and all it is a smachta. It's just like a deal we're making. You get this; it's not really a kinyan. But zakar of shivig amil, I'm a machal leivayis esada. But if you sold my house or a field, but elves is 100, or 1,000 zuz, uparle mechamish meizuz, and you paid up 500 zuz up front, you gave a down payment. The loch is kana umachz lois hashar. You are kind of the entire field, and you owe him 500. I feel like a kamish on him. You have 100, you have a bunch of years. You give him the other $500. You are kind of the entire thing. So what does it say in this price? So the cash from shivig amil. It says clearly, by down payment, you're cutting the whole thing. So it's a riot, Rabbi Yechanan. It's a kasha rav. You see, a down payment is cutting the whole thing. My lab, who had the metaltlam. Here's the one, a karka, but the same thing from metaltlam also was Rabbi. The mistama cutting the kulu. That mistama, you're cutting the whole thing. Like Rabbi Yechanan 4 talking about you gave money, pastors is giving money for down payment. So that means mistama. When you give it stam, it's a down payment. So it should be cutting the whole thing, just like it's cutting by karka. So tomorrow, no. Not who didn't metal them. Loy, metal them is stoma loy koni. Metal them is not koni. It's different. A maishno, what's the difference? Karka metal them. Karka the bakasu koni lu mamish, koni lu kulu. By karka, kesef has a big koyach. It's actually koni. You can't be choyzer. So there, it's koni the whole thing. Metal them that's only making mishapara, loy koni le kabulu mishapara, loy koni le kulu. It's not koni the whole thing. It's not koni the whole thing because it's only mishapara. So we answered that raya that there it's not a raya for shemim meal because we want to say maybe metaltlim is different and we still have machlekes about metaltlim if you're kind of connected kuloi or not. That's the machlekes. It would come out for this gemara. It sounds like by karka everyone agrees it's kind of connected kuloi. That makes the rashi before a little shver. They said the machlekes is by both from the gemara's before your pastures that everyone agrees by karka that's kind of connected kuloi and the whole machlekes is legavi metaltlim is kind if the down payment is kind of the entire metaltlim. Shalem v'siyela. Let's bring a raya. Let's bring a riot to one of the man the armor. Let me get tanoi. Sorry, let me get tanoi. Maybe it's chogis tanoi. It's chogis tanoi. Hamal, we know that shmita is mashamet the choyv. But if you have a mashkin, so then it's not mashamet the choyv because the choyv is the way shmita works is that hamal I go demand any money from him after shmita. But if I have the money already, I don't have to go after him. Lo yigais, the pasuk says. There's no lo yigais. So then it's not a problem. The pasuk says, "V'zed dvar shmita shmoit kol bali mashi yodeh asher yasha bereu lo yigois es reu." Don't press your friend to give back the money. V'es achiv kar shmita l'Hashem. But if I have the money already, it's fine. So here, I made a halva. I'm the banker. I lent money, and you gave me a watch. So it's a mashkin. Amavas gal mashkin. Nichsas mita. Obviously, in a shav el a plug. Even if it's only worth half the hava, ain't a meshamet. There was no meal. It's not meshamet. Rabbi Yehuda, no, I say my mashkin connected hava, so ain't a meshamet. If it's connected on tara hava, it's a meshamet. Malav meshamet. So what's the machlokes exactly? If you're a shum meal, it's ain't a meshamet the whole thing or half. My ain't a meshamet the kamar shum meal. Shum meal says if you have a mashkin, shmita doesn't take effect. What does it mean on the whole thing? Let's say the $1,000 chayv. The mashkin is worth $500. So if you have the mashkin, is it any meshamet 1,000 or 500? So that's the most question. Ilei mekenegdoi, if it means that meshamet only 500, so what does Rehuda Nasi say? If it's not worth 1,000, it's not meshamet. It means it's not meshamet anything, right? Mechlaud Rehuda Nasi, so v'lahach paganam meshamet, that it's meshamet everything. Is that possible? El mashkin, on top of mentesim elef, el mashkin, the noka lomali. So what's the point of the mashkin? If he has the mashkin, isn't it to be tachas that half? So how can you say that Rabbi Shimon Mil says it's only connected the mashkin? And who says even that not? What happens? Elav shmami no. What's the machlek? It's beautiful. My ain't a mashamet to come from Shimon Mil. Ain't a mashamet akula. If you have a mashkin on half, nothing is mashamet. You could collect an entire $1,000. Well, my mashamet to come from Yudan Asi lach palak. It says only connected the choyv. That's his loss. He says, "Im mashkin egal havasa im mashamet." La masham means only kain havasa. My masham to cover you the nasi lach palgad loy nokat loy mashkin. The part that you it does get canceled by shmita is the part you don't have mashkin on. And what's the machlekes? The machlekes is Rav and Rav Yechonon. Welcome if you Rav Shimon Mil Savar keneged kuloy kain. Shimon Mil holds that you give him a down payment, and this mashkin will consider like a down payment. So then it's kaina keneged kuloy. And the other man, the Amah holds not. But if you don't know, connect the Yukaina. Zog to Gemara, no. Loi. No, so it's not tonight. We'll say it's not tonight. My Eina, which the Achronim speak out, that for sure for Rabbi Yochanan, you have to say it's a Tanoi. Because Rabbi Yochanan says that it's connected Kulai. So here for sure, he has to say Machlokes Tanoi. Because if they're arguing either half or nothing, that either cancels the whole thing or only cancels half, it's sure not like him, because he holds that the mask goes connected kula. So fear of Yochanan definitely has to say it's machlokes tanoim, and I hold like a shimon gamil. But we could say that according to Rav, it's not, everyone agrees to Rav. Loi, my inim shamet to come from shimon gamil, lahach pal gol the nokala mashkin. That the inim shamet means just connected the mashkin, like Rav Shita. And mechlal that really anasi saw lahach pal gol the nokala mashkin, I'm a shamet, and we had a cash before. So fear of Rudy anasi. Like even that half that the mask is connected, even that gets cancelled, I have a mashkin. And the mashkin, the knock alomali, what are you mashkin for? The Mar said, no, zikrin dvarim ba'alma. The mashkin's only for zikrin dvarim ba'alma, which means that we should remember this chayv. You say, we come back later and say, oh, I never took a loan. Never, me, never. I don't take loans. And we say, no, here, I have a mashkin. So here, that shows that I took the loan. That's what you need it for. Not that it goes connected. That Al kaponim. So coming out that Rav could stim with Rav Yehuda and Shimon Gamil, but Rav Yechon was saying has to be like Shimon Gamil. For Rav Yechon, it has to be a mechlokes tanoim taka if it's connected kuloi or not. And that's where we're holding right now. So we're stopping right now. That's the mechlokes Rav and Rav Yechon.